Syria says foreign-backed insurgents have fired rockets containing chemical substances in Aleppo province. The attack has claimed the lives of 15 people, most of them civilians. A few months ago, militants threatened to use chemical weapons against Syrian troops. Heavy fighting still rages on between government forces and insurgents in parts of the country. The Syrian army has carried out operations on the outskirts of the capital, Damascus, killing a number of armed insurgents. Government forces, meanwhile, have also seized massive amounts of arms and ammunition from the militant groups. Mohsen Saleh is a professor at Beirut University and joins us from Beirut. Mohsen Saleh, it's the first time the government has made this announcement, but of course we're looking at a blame game, one blaming the other. What could be the outcome of this scenario were it to be verified?
Well, I guess the state, the regime, always denied using any kind of chemical missiles or chemical weapons. At a time when the opposition parties and the gangs there in Aleppo and other places, they used all kinds of barbaric instruments to kill others in the regime or from the civilians. This won't really probably hold the regime responsible of any of these barbaric incidents, whether in Aleppo or others. I guess the Turks and the Qataris and Europeans who announced their finance and their arming of the opposition gangs, I guess they should hold the responsibility of such behaviors, barbaric behaviors against the Syrian civilians in Aleppo and other places.
So do you think that this would be a perfect time for a political solution to be on the forefront more than ever before, given the fact that chemical weapons are part of the scenario? Again, were it to be verified?
Well, always the regime proposed all kinds of dialogue, but the opposition parties refused any kinds of dialogue, whether with the regime or even with some of the coordinations inside Syria. This gives us a real picture about the gangs in Syria and the people who are helping them, whether Qatar or the Turks. They are trying always to ameliorate their situation on the battlefield, and they could not. In as much as they use such weapons, they show us that they are failing to do any good to the Syrians at a time when the regime sending all good and positive messages to all the world, whether to the Americans or to the Russians or to the BRICS countries, and always there are ambassadors from Syrian regime to all the world to stop this barbaric actions from the what's so-called insurgents or the gangs of militarized by Qataris and the Turks, and always flooding the Syrian ground with all these gangs from all over the world, from Tunisia, from Libya, and from Yemen, from all, even from Europe. They confessed, I guess, the Holland and his government, they confessed that there are some French men who are participating in these crimes in Syria.
Very well. It's good to talk to you. Mohsen Saleh there, professor at Beirut University from Beirut.